It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. The special counsel today unsealed its indictment against former President Donald Trump. It lays out 38 counts, including the willful retention of national defense information under the Espionage Act, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and making false statements. South Bay Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren is a former impeachment manager and a member of the January 6th committee. And Congresswoman Lofgren, this indictment details the documents Trump held at his resort, including those concerning nuclear programs, potential military vulnerabilities of the U.S. and its allies. What in this indictment stood out to you?
Well, a couple of things. The pictures, the visual of these sensitive documents piled up in a ballroom that anybody could get into. The pictures of the boxes that had tipped over and spilled classified documents, including Five Eyes only, which is like incredibly sensitive. The information about his apparent interest in hiding this from the government, you know, couldn't we just get rid of this? Also stunning. The fact that his so-called body guy was moving this stuff around so it couldn't be found by not only the government, but by his own lawyers. I mean, this is very damning material.
Yeah, and according to the indictment, prosecutors have Trump on tape saying to someone that he has highly confidential and secret documents and that he admits they are not declassified. How key is this piece of evidence?
Well, I think it's significant. It shows that he understood he didn't have the authority to declassify, that he had not declassified documents, and that he was not permitted to show these documents to others. So that is pretty conclusive as to the fact that he knew what was going on. He knew that he couldn't do what he was doing.
Trump's first appearance on Tuesday in federal court in Miami will be before Judge Eileen Cannon, who Trump appointed and who was severely criticized by an appeals court for an earlier ruling in this same case. How concerned are you about her appointment, and what's the likelihood that she will actually preside over this case?
Well, I don't know. And it's not the fact that she was appointed by Trump, because plenty of judges appointed by Trump have acted as the law requires without any political bias. It's the fact that she apparently is not very competent, and she was rebuked by the circuit court, a very conservative court, for her mistakes. It would be the better part of wisdom to allow another judge with more experience, appointed by Trump or not, does not matter, an experienced judge to handle this.
Yeah. Special Counsel Jack Smith says he plans to seek a speedy trial. How do you think this trial will affect the Republican primary and the presidential election, given Trump is currently the GOP frontrunner, or appears to be?
Well, I do think it's important that this matter be tried promptly. You know, some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle were tweeting before they even saw the indictment about how, you know, various misconduct. Well, I mean, if the activities alleged in this indictment can be proven, it's very serious, and it should be tried as soon as possible. Obviously, the defense needs an opportunity to prepare their defense. I would certainly hope this could be tried this calendar year.
Thank you so much, Congresswoman, for taking the time. Appreciate it.
You bet.
South Bay Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren. And I'm Tara Seiler. This is KQED News.